Esty says his 3-year leave from Yale is up, and he's headed back to his job teaching at the university's law school and School of Forestry and Environmental Studies. Esty was appointed by Connecticut Governor Daniel Malloy in 2011 to head a new department that merged the state's energy and environmental agencies. Esty says he's happy with how his department has addressed energy in a much more structured way.
And to do so in connection with the environment, and to bring all of that together with the economy and a focus on creating a platform for economic growth and job growth in the state of Connecticut.
State Senator Bob Duff is the chair of the legislature's Energy Committee.
You know, everybody wants cheaper rates for their energy, but everybody wants a good environment as well. So it is something that is a challenge, and he's been able to walk that tightrope very well.
Environmentalists had cheered the appointment of Esty initially, but they haven't always agreed with him.
In this past year, there have been a couple of occasions when there have been some bumps in the road, as it were.
Chris Phelps is campaign director for the advocacy organization Environment Connecticut. He says one bump had to do with a plan to rely on large-scale hydropower from Canada in a way that environmentalists thought might displace new wind and solar power. But he says since then he's been happy with the state's purchase of wind power and other moves, like the strengthening of caps on carbon pollution. Governor Malloy says he'll announce Esty's successor within a few weeks. Craig LaMalt, WSHU News.